Man, I wanna tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere.
Hey guys, welcome to the Heroic All Men podcast, week number 2. And I'm your host for this spiritual journey, Greg Ziegler. The ultimate man, Jesus Christ, modeled heroic self-sacrifice. The Apostle Paul said that we should strive to do the same. Last week, we challenged you to ask God for grace as you seek to model heroic self-sacrifice on behalf of those that you've been called to lead. How is that process going? How would you even know? The Apostle Paul summarized the attitudes and actions of Christ-like manhood in Philippians chapter 2, 5-8. Today, we're going to compare our present reality to the target that he established. Here is heroic challenge number 2. Take a few minutes to assess yourself in 5 specific areas that Paul says that we're supposed to be like the ultimate man, Christ Jesus. In your mind, in each area, choose the letter grade that indicates how you've been relating to your family and others during the past week. Here's the first thing that Paul said about Jesus. He made himself nothing. How does that relate to us? Do we elevate those that we lead rather than seeking personal recognition or attention? Give yourself a grade, A, B, C, D, or failure. About Jesus, he became a servant. A servant is someone who meets the needs of others before our own expectations or demands. And what's our grade? Jesus humbled himself. Humbling yourself, that means to harness your strength to protect rather than to leverage it to dominate. And what's our grade? He became obedient. He modeled ethical integrity and he modeled moral purity rather than pursue self-gratification. What's our grade? A, B, C, D, or failure? And finally, he died on a cross. That represents sacrificing something important to us, like our time, our money, a hobby, in order to give it to our family. What would our grade be? In the category that we would consider ourselves from these, least like Jesus Christ, we should identify a step that we can take this week to become more heroic. This is hard stuff. It's unnatural. We are in a spiritual warfare, the apostle said, a battle for the mind and the heart. And keep in mind that it's not about heaping up guilt, shame, and condemnation, but it's about encouragement for us to live in Christ in victory. Listen to these words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. He said, I, Paul, myself, entreat you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I who am humble when face to face with you, but bold toward you when I am away. I beg of you that when I am present, I may not have to show boldness with such confidence as I count on showing against some who suspect us of walking according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we're not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. How did you do this past week? Maybe even more importantly, how will you do this coming week? One thing I know for sure, Jesus is pulling for us. He is absolutely for us. I hope you'll remember that, and I hope that you'll have a great day today in the Lord. Gain the whole world and lose my soul.